Read, full statement by IDF Chief of Staff on tragic killing of three hostages. By Joel B. Polak on December 16, 2023. Israel Defense Forces, IDF, Chief of Staff Herzi Halevi issued a statement Saturday night accepting responsibility for the tragic killing of three Israeli hostages who tried to surrender to soldiers on the battlefield in Gaza on Friday. His statement, in full, translation via IDF. The incident in which IDF soldiers accidentally killed Yotam Haim, Alon Shamriz, and Samer El Ta'aka, may their memories be a blessing, is a difficult and painful event. The three hostages, who survived 70 days of hell, moved toward IDF soldiers and were killed by our forces' fire. There is nothing that the IDF soldiers and their commanders in the Gaza Strip want more than to rescue the hostages alive. In this case, we were not successful. We feel the deep sorrow of the families for the death of the hostages. The IDF, and I as its commander, are responsible for what happened, and we will do everything to prevent such incidents from recurring in future combat. I put myself in the shoes of the soldier in Shjaya. After days of hard fighting, close-range encounters, and confrontations with terrorists dressed in civilian clothing that use various deceptive methods, he needs to be alert and prepared for any threat. A split-second decision could be a life or death decision. I think the three hostages did everything possible so that we would understand. They moved around shirtless so that we wouldn't suspect them of carrying explosives, and they held a white cloth. But the tension overcame all of the above. The shooting at the hostages was against the rules of engagement. It is forbidden to shoot at someone who raises a white flag and seeks to surrender. However, this shooting was carried out during combat and under pressure. We completed an initial review of the event immediately after it took place, in such a way that allows us to learn lessons during combat and to pass them on to the forces that continue to fight in the field. We notified the families of the difficult findings and transparently published them to the public. There may be additional cases in which hostages escape or are abandoned during combat, and we have the duty and responsibility to rescue them alive. The fighting is what brings about the opportunities to return the hostages home. Our soldiers have been fighting for 70 days in Gaza and on other fronts, with bravery and a determination to protect our home. In a single moment, the complexity of our justified war in Gaza has been demonstrated. We entered into our fight in order to dismantle the enemy across the border, and to bring home our men and women being held hostage. Without this determined fighting, we will not be able to bring back the hostages and return securely to the border communities. We must continue to fight courageously, without losing sight of our objectives. The tragedy has caused a wave of mourning in Israel, as well as a crisis of confidence in the war effort and political leadership. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.